apparently people have a negative sense of it.
It's a PR problem more than anything else.
Default effects are very, very powerful.
At some point, volatility will come back
and may offer guarantees when other investment options just don't.
Hey, it's the Insights Panel podcast from Bright House Financial, a podcast for financial professionals about retirement planning, bringing you insights from leading experts to help you stay ahead of the curve and have more productive conversations with your clients. My name is Amy He, and in this episode, we're talking about the annuity puzzle. The idea that even though annuities may bring many benefits to a retirement portfolio, they remain unpopular to the confusion of economists and policymakers. To better understand what has caused this confusion and how to break it down for your clients, I chatted with our Insights panel experts on the misunderstandings around annuities as a category and how annuity products can bring stability to retirees. Talking with us in this episode are Jay Moreland, client behavior coach and author of The Emotional Investor, Mark Zinder, consultant and advisor coach, and Jared Wiener, futurist and trend consultant at The Future Hunters. First, we have Michelle Connolly, professor of economics at Duke University, and Dan Goldstein, behavioral economist and principal researcher at Microsoft Research. I asked them, what is the annuity puzzle?
The annuities puzzle is basically that this is an instrument that can help mitigate against volatility risk and longevity risk for households. And yet, we don't observe that many households are purchasing annuities. So this is a bit of a question as to why this is occurring.
It can provide benefits in terms of managing volatility risk and longevity risk, and yet take-up is very low. So the aversion to annuities is very strong, and you would think that at least some people would want to annuitize some of their wealth, and because so few do, it's a bit of a puzzle. Like, why aren't these different preferences like showing themselves in the annuity?
So it's the gap between the expected number of people who should take up annuities based on their value in a portfolio and the actual number of them that end up getting purchased. Are there any cognitive blocks that contribute to people's reluctance to buy annuities?
Typically in the U.S., getting an annuity is not the default. So people have to take an active step to buy it. Buying one is a very large and consequential decision that people don't know how to take. You don't often get information just going through life about how to buy one of these things, how to think about it. Because they're so rare, you might not be getting advice from people in your peer group about how to get an annuity. So I think just the when you're not in a culture where it's something that's like a status quo or a default, it becomes particularly hard to go against what a lot of other people are doing and go down this road. I do think annuities have a bad name in the U.S. Like when economists talk about the annuity puzzle, they're talking about it as a mathematical construct, right? A kind of policy that pays out with this schedule and these probabilities and so on. In practice, what has happened in past decades might have given annuities kind of a name that people find aversive.
I think inherently people have a negative sense of it, but more from confusion or lack of understanding as to what they really are. And when we don't know something, we tend to stay away from it and prefer to go with something that's much more familiar to us in terms of what we might be doing with our money. People seem to be people are very averse to loss. And there's this sense that people are concerned that they will take out an annuity and then they will die young and then it will have been a large loss to them because they're not thinking of it as essentially a pooling of risk across individuals. And it's this pooling of risks that allows whomever's offering the annuity to guarantee that they can give a certain payout for a person's lifetime, no matter how long they live. And this is a sense in which this is an insurance against longevity. And that's something that people really don't think much about and aren't very familiar with the concept. They're also sometimes very worried that, well, then if there's a loss because they die or they've paid for this annuity. It helps them the rest of their lives, but then it doesn't provide for bequest for their children. But that is something that, assuming the household has enough assets and enough savings, they can focus on achieving the bequest they wish for their children, while at the same time ensuring that they won't outlive their own savings.
But of course, that isn't always the case, as most annuities offer a death benefit. What do you think contributes to these misconceptions?
One thing that seems obvious is, but there's both an educational component and then kind of a transaction cost component. And I don't think the government has done a very good job of educating the population about what annuities are and what you should be doing at the point of retirement. The government's, I think, spent a lot of effort trying to teach us as we're working that we need to save for our retirement. But then once we're there, we seem a little bit left on our own. So more education in that dimension would be useful. And particularly, it'd be helpful if at the time of retirement or around the time of retirement, the government put forward an explanation of what are annuities, what types of annuities there are, and made it clear and easier for people to then find out more about them and actually transact and purchase annuities. If individuals were seeing that the government was clearly defining this, there would be less mistrust that, oh, someone is simply trying to ask me to hand over a large amount of money and the promise that they will help support me the rest of my life.
That was Dan and Michelle on the confusion around annuities. Since they touched on the misunderstandings of what annuities do and the purpose they serve, I asked advisor coach Mark Zinder and client behavior coach Jay Moreland to talk about how to understand annuities as a category and why outcomes may be better with an annuity.
They're produced or created by insurance companies, and there's a component of insurance behind it. Some of that insurance could come in the form of principal guarantees or whatever income option is selected, whereas you cannot get that with a traditional investment.
And Jay, I agree. When you try to compare it to an investment, we have to remember that annuities offer a guarantee, and you have to pay for it.
And advisors, I think, can do a better job of describing exactly how an annuity differentiates from a typical investment product. Because an annuity is actually underwritten, it's provided by an insurance company. And having said that, it can offer some level of insurance and guarantee. Whether those guarantees come in the form of living benefits, where there's income for life, or a principal protection that may be available. Whereas with your traditional investments, that type of protection or guarantee isn't even an option. And you need to be able, well, you have to pay for some sort of protection because the annuity or the insurance company is taking upon themselves that risk. And the investor is paying a little bit extra in order to transfer that risk from them to the insurance company.
What are the biggest benefits of an annuity for a client?
So I think outcomes are better for people with annuities, primarily because they know exactly how much they're getting. It's very simple to understand. You put in this much, you get this much for life. They don't have to worry about the markets. They don't have to worry about interest rates. They can ignore all the noise. And it also can help them perhaps perform better in the markets, because if they have a secure income coming in no matter what, they're less likely to be influenced by the fluctuations in market value and perhaps selling at the wrong time, which would negatively affect their overall performance.
Jay, I was reading an article in a popular magazine just this week. And it stated, and I love this line, retirees with a predictable monthly income stream tend to be less anxious about their finances than those relying mostly on investments. And that nails it right there.
That was for clients. Are there benefits of annuities for advisors?
Look, every advisor right now is concerned about volatility because their clients are. Now, we've had a lack of volatility for a long time, but we know that this is likely not going to be the market going forward. At some point, volatility will come back, and it may come back with a vengeance, and we are going to get a downturn at some point because that's just how economic cycles work. So people are concerned.
Right. I'm going to go back to that article I read that retirees are less anxious about their finances when they can rely on this investment. Many investors don't have a problem spending money from an income source like dividends and interest, but there's a mental block about them selling investments to pay for income needs.
That was Mark and Jay on how annuities can give clients a sense of security. Finally, I talked to trend consultant Jared about why it's important for advisors to solve the annuity puzzle for their clients and how they can do so.
If you don't think you can rely on a guarantee like Social Security anymore, I think substitute annuity products are actually going to be more important than ever. Again, they may not be as alluring as other investment products, but at the end of the day, if you have a good advisor who's really putting together a true portfolio for you, I think that certain instruments have to be a little bit more risk-forward and other ones not so much. So the more that we can educate people about the value of using good annuity products, I think it's going to be really, really important. This annuity puzzle is not the kind of thing that's going to be solved overnight, but I think it's something that a good advisor and working in conjunction with their client can help them work through and putting together what I would call a smarter portfolio.
That was Jared on educating clients on how annuities bridge any gaps your clients may have in their retirement portfolios. Thanks to Jared, as well as Michelle, Dan, Mark, and Jay for their insights on the annuity puzzle. That's all for this episode of the Insights Panel podcast. And join us next time when we examine the cycles of boom and bust in market economies and how advisors can cope. You can find other episodes of the Insights Panel podcast on brighthousefinancialpro.com/insightspanel or subscribe for free through any podcast app to receive new episodes direct to your mobile device. Stay ahead of the curve with the Insights Panel from Brighthouse Financial. This information is brought to you courtesy of Brighthouse Financial, Inc., that provides, through its affiliates, annuities and life insurance products issued by Brighthouse Life Insurance Company, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28277, and in New York only, by Brighthouse Life Insurance Company of New York, New York, New York, 10017. The opinions expressed are those of the speakers, and the information presented is for educational purposes only. Speakers were compensated for their participation. All guarantees are subject to the claims-paying ability and financial strength of the issuing insurance company. Each issuing insurance company is solely responsible for its own financial condition and contractual obligations. If you're buying an annuity to fund a qualified retirement plan or IRA, you should do so for the annuity's features and benefits other than tax deferral. In such cases, tax deferral is not an additional benefit of the variable annuity. References throughout this material to tax advantages, such as tax deferral and tax-free transfers, are subject to this consideration. Annuities are long-term financial instruments designed for retirement purposes. Brighthouse Financial annuities have limitations, exclusions, charges, termination provisions, and terms for keeping them in force. Please contact your financial professional for complete details. Any discussion of taxes is for general informational purposes only, does not purport to be complete or cover every situation, and should not be construed as legal, tax, or accounting advice. Clients should confer with their qualified legal, tax, and accounting advisors as appropriate. Not a deposit, not FDIC insured, not insured by any federal government agency, not guaranteed by any bank or credit union, may lose value.